From the WABE newsroom at 8:31, as the Senate works on a plan to repeal and replace Obamacare, voters in the 6th Congressional District are paying attention. WABE's LEU spoke with some voters about how health care has loomed over this race.
The reason there even is a special election in the 6th District is because former Congressman Tom Price left to become the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. The district is also home to Pill Hill in Sandy Springs, which is a major hub of hospitals and doctor's offices. So yeah, there are a lot of opinions on the Republican health care plan passed in the House last month. I meet Lisa Allen on Pill Hill wearing her nursing scrubs. She works at a private doctor's office.
There's no health care plan that's perfect. I think there's something better out there. I don't think we're there yet, and I think it definitely needs improvement.
At an early voting location in Dunwoody, Mary Francelle Sharfstein is worried the plan will leave her daughter, who has a pre-existing condition, uninsured.
It's a human right to have health care. I don't think it should be an optional thing that, you know, if you can't pay, then you just die. I don't think that's right.
Dunwoody resident Bob Reed doesn't like the health care bill either. But for him, it's because the federal government would still have too big of a role.
I think it's pretty stinky. It's like Obamacare light.
Cindy Kahn is a small business owner. She says her premiums have more than doubled in the last 4 years. She'd like to see a change to Obamacare, but wants to see Democrats and Republicans working together on the issue.
Just like in any business deal, any relationships, it's give and take. And I think they need to think about the common good of the people, not the common good of their party.
It's likely the health care bill will come back to the House for consideration after the Senate makes changes. At which point, the 6th District will finally have its own representative in Congress. LEU, WABE News.